Nolte, Israel Must Treat Gaza Like Berlin and Hamas Like Nazis. By John Nolte on October 9, 2023. After the worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust, Israel has three choices. First, Israel can do what it's done in the past, and that's retaliate until the Jew-hating Christiane Amon Poor crowd starts their pressure campaign with words like disproportionate. The result will be what it's been for 50 years. Islamic terror attack after Islamic terror attack against Israeli civilians until another massive attack is brought off. Second, Israel can follow America's lead and launch an amby-pamby forever war. Year after year, decade after decade of humane war resulting in a humiliating defeat. More dead Israelis and civilians than an all-out war could ever cause. But at least the military-industrial complex and cable news get fatter and happier. Or Israel can do the smart and humane thing, remember World War II, which means treating Gaza like Berlin and Hamas like the Nazis they are. If Israel wants to save lives, Arab and Jewish, then Israel must bring it to an end. The only way to do that is to make a horrific, relentless war on Gaza until Hamas unconditionally surrenders in an enforceable way. As far as the terrorist leaders hiding out in other Arab countries, allow me to expand my World War II analogy. After Israel has leveled Gaza and delivered the equivalent of denazification to Hamas, by whatever means necessary, Israel must Simon Wiesenthal the rest of them to the very edges of the earth. Granted, the World War II analogy is not a perfect one. For example, President Franklin Roosevelt never pledged the equivalent of $6 billion in 1941 dollars to Adolf Hitler's war on the Jews in the same way his fraudulency Joe Biden pledged $6 billion to fund Iran's war on the Jews through its proxy Hamas. I also realize that the Middle East is messy and blah, blah, blah. But Israel must bring Gaza to an end. Israel must finish Gaza like the Allies finished Berlin. Of course, Israel should drop leaflets, or whatever the modern-day equivalent is, to reduce civilian casualties. But if the savages in Hamas use human shields, that's on Hamas. If civilians refuse to leave in support of the terrorists' wretched cause, they are not civilians. Most importantly, when the trade-off is sparing a terrorist to save civilians or risking those civilians to kill the terrorist, the humane thing is to kill the terrorist. Why? Because, if spared, that terrorist will almost certainly kill more innocents than those lost in bringing him to an end. This young woman's grandmother was murdered by Hamas terrorists. She found out from Facebook after Hamas posted a video of the execution. This is what we are fighting against. Pure evil. pic.twitter.com/woestel.wch. Israel, at Israel, October 9, 2023. Israel must not allow Christiane Amon Poor to influence war policy. The same goes for Andrea Mitchell, Jake Tapper, Rachel Maddow, Anderson Cooper, The Washington Post, The New York Times, or anyone else willing to see Israel destroyed if it means gaining an advantage in their fascist political crusade, and that especially includes this White House. Simply put, the American left has become a movement that watches Hamas rape young women, drag children and the elderly from their homes, shoot parents in front of kids, desecrate corpses for social media clout, and still take to the streets to celebrate the terrorists. The rest of the American left and its media have become a movement that tolerates those who celebrate these obscenities. The only humane option is finality. Bring it to an end, Israel. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.